This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. New York Times bestselling author Jacqueline Carey lives in West Michigan. She's the author of the critically acclaimed Kushiel's Legacy series of historical fantasy novels and the postmodern fables Santa Olivia and Saints Astray, among others. Her newest book is Miranda and Caliban, a retelling of Shakespeare's play The Tempest. Tell us how and why you developed this story, why you chose to take a classic like Shakespeare.
Well, my youthful memories of The Tempest were that it was this sort of frothy little fantasy in which the bad people got their comeuppance and justice and love triumphed. And I reread it a few years ago, and there are a lot of really dark themes underlying it. Mm-hmm. Our noble magician Prospero is actually incredibly controlling, and both Ariel and Caliban are kept in a state of virtual servitude. I thought, wow, that is not at all like I remembered it. And the action of Shakespeare's play all takes place in the course of a single day. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, what went on in the 12 years leading up to that day? So that's what I set out to explore.
Why 12 years? Was it a certain age that you wanted to start from for some of these characters?
Actually, I misspoke slightly. In accordance with the timeline of the play, they would have been on the island 12 years.
Okay.
I started with Miranda at the age of 6, so it's not the full 12 that I'm exploring.
And you're right. They're very dark characters. There are times that, and it's a beautiful book. I love the way you write.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, when I read about these characters, it's almost uncomfortable at point. It's like that father figure, Papa, is so mean.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain that they go through when he plays this magic on them. But it's a beautiful love story, but it's got tragedy in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you often write trilogies and series. When I looked at your background, is this the first book that you've... I assume this is going to be a standalone?
Yes, correct. It's technically not my first standalone. There is a duology, which is collectively known as The Sundering, and that was also a deconstruction in which I reinvented epic fantasy as epic tragedy from a point of view sympathetic to the losing side,
mm-hmm.
but it got so big it was divided into two volumes. But I still think of it as a standalone work.
I imagine a writer who does series, for the most part, you live a long time with these characters. Is it hard mm-hmm. for you to let go?
Not if I feel the ending is just as it should be. If the narrative has come to a perfect and satisfying conclusion, then I think it's easier for me to walk away than for my readers sometimes.
Yeah, I could agree with that. The ending on this one is like, wait,
mm-hmm.
I wanted more. Maybe give a synopsis for our listeners, since this is a new book just out, to just tantalize a little bit.
It is my retelling of Shakespeare's Tempest, exploring the years leading up to the action of that play, but through the eyes of two of the secondary characters, the titular Miranda and Caliban. I envision them as, there's nothing in the reading of The Tempest that tells us Caliban was an adult when they arrived on the island. And I thought, well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was this lonely, abandoned child. So it starts out as a story of friendship between two very lonely, isolated young people and takes on a different aspect as they reach adolescence.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I asked Carey if her extensive travel and love of art and history have influenced her work.
Oh, absolutely. The Kushiel's Legacy, which is the sort of historical fantasy series I'm known best for, covers a lot of territory. And when I've been able to travel to places I've written about, it really informs the work at a visceral level where you know what a place, what the air feels like, what it smells like, what the ground feels like under your feet. And I draw on an awful lot of history as well. And art is wonderfully inspirational on a visual level. And I tend to be a pretty visual storyteller. So all of those things definitely feed into my writing.
Is that where your ideas usually are born, perhaps on a journey somewhere, or perhaps in a museum?
All of the above, really. It's kind of an organic process. There, I can point to certain things, like the setting of Miranda and Caliban was most definitely inspired by a trip to the Alhambra, as well as the Alcazar in Sevilla when I was in Spain a couple of years ago. Travels to the south of France inspired the base setting of the Cushiel's Legacy series. So sometimes I can. Other times somebody will point something out and say, oh, that scene is very Caravaggisti. And I'm like, oh, it is.
Are you a Shakespeare fan in general? Was it intimidating to you at all to work with someone so well-known and classic and taking some of those elements from his play for your work?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, that's that's taking on one of the literary giants.
Yeah.
But I guess having already done so in a sense with Tolkien, I maybe
that's
wasn't
true.
As scared
yeah.
as I should have been.
Now, something aside from your writing life, looking online, I found out that you're a member of the oldest Mardi Gras crew in Michigan. Talk about that.
Oh, sadly, the crew is kind of on a permanent hiatus.
Aw.
But we had a good run of a dozen or so years, and it started as a handful of women saying, why don't we celebrate Mardi Gras in town? And the next year, they called all the creative, industrious friends they could think of, and we created a Mardi Gras festival. And the first year, there was one float, ours.
Where was this located?
Downtown Douglas.
Okay.
And people looked very surprised when we threw beads at them. But it grew and grew, and at its height was actually pretty spectacular. But unfortunately, it was so much work to do that our crew sadly disbanded some years ago.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Jacqueline Carey, the author of Miranda and Caliban. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.